Hello everyone and welcome to a new Sex Tour Review, and today's product is the XT7 Pro 708 Future Totem Virgin Male Stroker from X Space Cup. And this is, I'm very excited about reviewing this. This is an update on one of my favorite toys of all time. So you might remember this guy. This is the Leighton Future. And I reviewed this a couple years ago, and I said at the time, this is my favorite toy of all time. As far as realism goes, this is the best. Now, obviously, you have spinning robot pussies that go above and beyond what is, you know, what you can achieve with a realistic toy. But as far as realism goes, the Leighton Future was the best. So let me give you a little recap of the Leighton Future. This is a thrusting toy that has heating, so it heats up the insert, which also acts as a drying tool as well. It also had an airbag tightening mechanism, so it tightened on your dick using an airbag. It also thrusted really fast, very powerfully. It even had, right here, there's a little perfume thing. So you take this off, and you put some perfume in it, and you can open and close the vents, so it can smell your favorite perfume or whatever you want it to smell like. It also had the heating, it had Bluetooth, you can basically pipe some moanings into it if you wanted to play some porn off of it. It was great. And the best part is, so here, let me show you. Now this is what you use for heating. That's what this is for. So when you're heating it, it shoots warm air through this into the insert, that's what dries it. But let me show you how powerful this thing is. And that's what it does. It may be hard to see, but it's doing its thing. It basically thrusts all the way to the line. So, you know, if I put my finger here, I can feel the insert hitting my finger. But you could basically push this against where your dick goes, and you're not going to hurt yourself. And it feels great. And the other thing is, I turn this off, the inserts... Oh, hold on. We need to get the... Alright, so the inserts were made out of almost a skin-like feel. This material felt very similar to a sex doll. It had a very skin-like feeling insert. And you can see the airbags. Well, maybe you can't. Alright, I turned my camera's exposure down. Now you can see this little band right here. That's the airbag that inflates when you activate the airbag inflator. See? Alright. So anyway, this toy does a lot of cool stuff. Let me take you through the controls real quick. We have power. This increases and decreases the thrust. This activates the Bluetooth. You have this wheel, which kind of increases the intensity. And then you have this. This is the insert controls. So you can lower the insert, raise it, if you want to put the insert in and out, depending on how you want to start out. And then over here is the airbag controls. So you can adjust the airbag intensity by using these controls. Okay, cool. That's the Leighton Future. Here's the problem with the Leighton Future. This toy is over $300. In fact, right now, even though this is what's called the second generation of the Leighton Future, it's still $350. All right. Now here's the actual toy we're reviewing today. This is the Leighton Future 708 third edition. It's being sold on X Space Cup as the XT7 Pro 708 Future Totem version, but this is the Leighton Future. It says Leighton Future. They're just kind of rebranding it on the website, I guess. All right, there's a lot to go over about what this does, but I want to show you the basic. This might look completely different, but it's really not. So on the new, on the third generation, the one I'm reviewing today, we have power, we have plus minus, we have the Bluetooth button, we have the kind of airbag tightening, then we have the insert in and out. These are also on here, but they're split. So this right side of buttons is right here. You can see the same buttons that are right here on the right side. However, the left side are on the sides. These two buttons are this, and the other two buttons are on the other side. So these two buttons are here. So all the controls are here. Now this spin wheel over at the top, you can actually spin this faceplate, this red ring. This spins, so it's just like this. And they both have the same, like, perfume compartment. If you want to put some perfume in that little compartment, if you want to sniff some perfume while you're doing it. So the functions are all the same. There's one thing to note. The new one, the third generation, has an LCD screen, or not an LCD, an LED screen. I'm dating myself a bit. So, all right. There's a couple other features too. This also has the heated insert, but there's something different about it. It does the same thing. It thrusts in and out. Same thing. You can move this. You can adjust. What I like about this is you can clearly see on the control, it's like 92%, 100%. Like, when you move the thing, it's very clear because it's an LED screen. Whereas with the other one, it wasn't really clear. All right, let me turn this off. All right, let me move this to the top. All right, let me take the insert out. Let me show you the difference. All right, so the insert for the third generation is more of a translucent silicone. It loses some of this, like, again, the second generation had more of a an opaque. This the old one felt more like a doll, whereas this one feels more like silicone. I guess this one might have been TP. I'm not sure. They clearly changed the materials. It doesn't actually change the function of the toy. I didn't really have, these are kind of interchangeable. I just want to point out, they did change the materials for the insert. The old one had a more skin-like material. The new one has a more traditional sex toy silicone insert, but it's not a big deal. Also, the insert, the new one has, let me see if I can see this. Can, okay, is this gonna, it's maybe hard to say. The band for the airbag, the tightening airbag, seems to be a little bit thicker in the third generation. So here's the third generation. You can see the airbag, sorry, the airbag band. Jesus, okay. See that band? See the thickness? All right. We look at the second generation. It looks about the same. Yeah, it looks about the same. I thought it would look a little bit thicker. It might have just been my imagination. They're about the same. All right. Two major differences. Number one is how these things are powered. The second generation, and you can't see this, it has a brick, like a laptop. So you need a brick to use this toy. In fact, you can't really use it without the brick plugged in. So you turn it, like, here, I'll turn it on. Okay, it's going, right? We're going, we're in business. If I unplug it, it turns off. It needs to be plugged in for it to work. So this is, the Lean Future. Now this toy is great and all, don't get me wrong, but this toy can't really be used hands-free because it has to be plugged in, and it can get in the way. But it's fine. You just have to be aware. The new one, the third generation, this actually charges via a USB-C. So the USB-C is right here. You plug in the USB-C, and you can see it's charging. And you can use it without it being charged. Like right now, it's at about 73%. So I can unplug it, use it, no problem. In fact, I can't use it with it plugged in. If I try to turn it on while it's charging, it won't do anything. I have to unplug it, and then I can use it. There you go. See? So this one doesn't have to be plugged in when you're using it, which is really cool. Now you might think, oh, this is a straight up upgrade. There's one change they made, which I understand why they did it. All right, if you look on the bottom of the second generation one, you see these little, maybe you don't. Again, the exposure. See these little holes, these little dots? These correspond to electrodes here on this. And what this allows you to do, when this is closed, you can activate the heating function with a button. So you just hit this button with this fire on it, and this activates the heating function. And because these like metal pieces are connected to those metal pieces. It creates a circuit, and the heating function works just like that. So you can just have this plugged in and then hit the button and it'll heat it up just like that. With the new one, it's a little bit different. So what you have to do is you have to plug the USB-C into the base. So you unplug it from the toy, and then you plug it into here, and then it will activate like a warming fan. And it's very quiet. Like you can barely feel it. If you like put your hand over it, you can barely feel it. But that's all this does. So instead of it being a button, and notice there's no electrodes. That's all this is. You plug a USB-C, it powers this heating fan, and it dries and heats up your insert. But it's not like one button. It's like a separate piece. So you can't charge the toy and heat up the toy at the same time. That's one thing where I would give the old Lead and Future a point, is the kind of all-in-one heating feature. And then, of course, I think I preferred the old insert, the old flesh-like insert versus the new, more silicone insert. They're kind of interchangeable, but I think I like the feel of the doll skin insert. All right. As far as how they feel, how powerful they are, they're kind of interchangeable. I didn't notice any difference in quality, power, anything like that. They're great. The only thing that's really significant is the price. So, the Lead and Future, second generation, this one that I reviewed a while ago, this one cost $350. The third generation, the one from X Space Cup, this costs either $200 for the standard version or $220 for the Totem version. And this is the Totem version, by the way. So this is over $100 cheaper. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that this isn't being powered by this brick anymore, this laptop charger. So you don't need this laptop charger to use the toy anymore. It now has a functional internal battery that can use the toy. So that's great. It has all the functions. So like, I would have recommended this toy, this $350 second generation toy. This is a great toy. It just may not be worth the price for you. Now that it's only $200 and it has all the same functionality, I have no problem recommending this toy. This is great. Now, is it the most powerful thrusting toy? I think the other Leighton toy, the one with the handles, that's like the cowgirl robot, that one's a little bit more powerful. I did a side-by-side, but this one's good. And the functionality, because this one doesn't just thrust. It's like, if you compare this to the other Leighton toy that has like the cowgirl thrusting and with the handles and everything like that, that's a better thrusting toy. But that toy doesn't have tightening, it doesn't have heating, and it doesn't have like a little perfume thing. So this is why I like the Leighton Future. It is the best, most realistic total experience, because not only are you getting a powerful thrust, you're also getting, it's going to tighten using the airbag, so it'll tighten on your dick as it's thrusting and riding you. It'll also heat up. It has the heating function. And you can put a little perfume in here. But let me show you how that works. It's real simple. So it has a little compartment with like a sponge. And you just put some perfume in the sponge, and then you just put it in this little compartment. Hold on, see if I can get this back in. All right. So once you put it in the little compartment, there's a little vent control, and you can kind of, just like an air freshener in your car, you can use the vent to increase or decrease, you know, how much perfume you want. It's fine. It's something for the experience. You can also add Bluetooth connectivity if you want to, like, have a porno going into this. There are headphone controls. Now, I recommend just getting a Bluetooth speaker rather than using the toy as a Bluetooth speaker. But again, the whole thing about the Lead and Future is it's an all-in-one toy. It thrusts, it tightens, it heats, it can moan if you pipe it in with Bluetooth. It even has perfume. So if you have like a scent you like to smell when you're getting it on, you could put that perfume in here and then the toy will smell like that. It's just a great all-around, it's pretty much the perfect all-in-one toy. It does everything. It doesn't do the stuff that a woman can't do. Like, it can't spin. It can't do any crazy stuff that a woman's vagina can't do. but it does tighten using the airbags, which is realistic. Like a lot of other toys, it uses suction to create tightness, but a woman's pussy doesn't suck. It doesn't like tighten through suction, it tightens through muscle contraction. And so the airbags simulate muscle contraction. So this feels like the real thing. So, you know, other than a doll, now the thing about a doll, dolls are passive. You're not going to get that interactive experience. You're not going to feel the doll like tighten on your dick and like ride you and do the work. You basically are just thrusting into the doll and the doll's just kind of laying there. If you want a more realistic experience, I know that sounds weird because this looks nothing like a woman, but as far as the feeling goes, it's the most realistic experience because it's going to thrust, you know, kind of ride your dick cowgirl style. It's going to tighten. It's going to get hot and heat up, and then it's got the scents and everything like that. So you put all that together and you got a really good realistic experience. And you've gone from $350 from the second generation because of this laptop battery thing to $200 with no loss of functionality. The only thing is, I think I prefer the heating system on the old one, but the heating system on the new one's fine. You just have to like move the cord from the thing to the base. Not a problem. And that's about it. It's great. Again, the other Leighton toy, which X Pace Cup also sells. Leighton makes a toy. You know what? Let me go ahead and grab it real quick. All right. This toy, which is also from Leighton, this is the best thrusting toy. So this also is sold at X Pace Cup. So if you're looking for the best thrusting toy, like you want something just to like ride your dick until you come and you want the like most intense experience, that's what this toy is for. This is the Leighton. It's something, I forget what they sell this as. Just go to X Space Cup, check it out. This is the toy I recommend if you're looking for like a cowgirl robot that you can just, you hold on to these handles and it just goes up and down in your cock. Here, I'll show you real quick. Look at this. You make it go faster. This is the shit right here. Anyway, my point is, so this is, if you just want a thrusting toy, I recommend this Leighton toy, which is also sold at X Pace Cup. So you can check out the website to get this toy if you're looking for the best thrusting toy. Now that, again, that being said, the Leighton Future, it doesn't just thrust, it also tightens, it also heats up, it also has Bluetooth, it also has like a perfume sponge on it. So it's a better total experience, but just so you're aware. As far as the inserts go, they're fine. Honestly, if I don't think $100 is worth the doll skin insert. I'm fine with these just because the price difference. We went from $350 to $200. This is worth it. And the fact that it doesn't have this giant laptop battery that you have to have this plugged into the laptop battery if you want to have it work. It won't work if it's not plugged in. This one will work if it's not plugged in, which is amazing. I mean, you don't need to carry around and you don't need to look for an outlet. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Strong recommend. The fact that this toy has gone from a $350 toy to a $200 toy, now this is a toy I can recommend to pretty much anyone. For $350, that's really expensive for a sex toy. I would only recommend this to the most cultured people. But now that we got this, this is actually within the price range of most people. Maybe $200 is a little bit expensive to you, but when you get into higher end sex toys, $200 is pretty standard. $350 is pretty expensive, but $200, that's not too bad. And so when you can get a toy of this quality that used to be $350 for only $200, then I recommend it. So check out X Space Cup. I have a coupon code, which will save you a little bit of money. It's already very well priced. It's already like $220 for the Totem version, $200 for the standard version. Use the coupon code, lower it even more. Or you could check out the other Leighton toy that I showed you if you want a toy that's a little bit more powerful in the thrusting department. But it doesn't tighten. It doesn't get hot. You're losing out on some functionality, but you're gaining on its special functionality. But yeah, the Leighton Future is still one of my top 5 toys of all time. And now I have two versions. And as far as which one do I prefer the most, I think I prefer the new one, the Leighton Future Totem version, the third generation one, because I don't have to worry about this laptop battery thing. I can just grab it, use it, easy to clean. Yes, the heating isn't as good. The heating is more manual than it used to be. And I think maybe the inserts have been downgraded in materials slightly. But for $100 and not having to have this plugged in all the time, I'd say it's worth it. So anyway, use the coupon code, get the Leighton Future, or check out the other toys they have at X Space Cup, including the other Leighton toy that I showed you that had like the cowgirl robot. They have a lot of good stuff. They have pretty much the best stuff. So I do business with a lot of different sex toy companies, and very few of them offer the quality of toys that X Space Cup offers for the price. Like, a lot of places will sell Leighton toys, but they'll sell them at like a premium price. I don't know what kind of deal X Space Cup worked out where they can sell Leighton toys for so much less than the competition, but whatever deal they worked out, you know, use it to your benefit. You can get a Leighton Future for $200, which is mind-blowing. I wouldn't have believed you if you told me, like, oh, this toy is going to be, like, you can get the third generation, it's going to be $200, and this toy is still $350. If you want to get the second generation, it's $350 to this day. But you can get the third generation from X Space Cup for only $200. And you don't have to worry about this laptop thing. Anyway, I've rambled enough. Please get this if you're interested in a realistic sex toy. I know it doesn't look realistic because it doesn't look like a woman's body. But trust me, the thrust, the tightening, the heat, it feels like the real thing. So check it out. Use the coupon code, save some money. Make sure you get this, because this is one of the best toys I've ever used. Thank you, X Space Cup, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.